Are you sick and tired of paying for cell phone bills? Tired of being disconnected for late payments? Then you should go to nomonthlycellphonebill.com.
At nomonthlycellphonebill.com, you will only pay a one-time fee and never pay another monthly cell phone bill.
At nomonthlycellphonebill.com, you get unlimited talk and unlimited text and 5 gigs of data each month and no bill.
All you need is an unlocked Android phone with no contract and 2 minutes a day to complete a simple survey, and you can say goodbye to monthly cell phone bills forever.
Get one for each of your kids and not have to worry about a bill each month. Just go to www.nomonthlycellphonebill.com. Get started today.
Android phone owners only. Android phones available on the site. Yeah.
Start this shit off straight, telling all three of y'all stop playing with my name.
Let's go on there, let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name.
Let's go. Let's do it on camera.
Stop playing with my name.
Let's go right on there.
Nigga, when my name come up, respect it.
Let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name. All three of y'all, stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
He done cursed us out. Tell him, get it off your chest, Birdman.
Say it already. I'm talking anymore.
Cause I don't understand the angle. Like what?
Said it already.
So why I come here?
I did it already. I'm here. So what's happening?
I mean, it's all good, but I'm saying
here.
Why?
And I'm here. What's happening?
I'm all good, but I'm saying why come here,
man.
Just
look,
to
I'm
curse
here.
Us
what's
up?
What's happening, man? I wanted to see you. I wanted to talk to you on your man and your face.
Absolutely.
You understand me? I knew a few places you was at. I could have pulled up, but I don't think that was gangster. I wanted to come look in your face like a man and tell you how I feel.
Okay.
You understand me? Straight up like a man.
So what's the issue?
No sugar. Ain't no issue. If it was an issue, you'll feel me. I just come to let y'all know, stop, put some respect on my name. You understand me? And y'all saying my name, put some respect on it.
Did you pull up on Ross that way or Trick Daddy?
And I'm pulling up on you, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm the radio guy. Why I pull up on the radio guy? Don't act tough with the radio guy.
I hate my nigga. Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking. Let's rock.
All right,
Buck. See you later, nigga. Yeah?
Well, grand opening, grand closing.
All right, well, there you have it.
Nah, we good.
That was Birdman. That was 105.1 in New York.
Right.
The Breakfast Club. And so Charlamagne, you know, is well known.
Yeah.
He's a radio personality. He's got a podcast. I mean, Charlamagne's blowing the fuck up.
Right.
And Charlamagne got popular by taking shots. That's what he does. He will clown you.
Yeah.
And he's not always an asshole, but he's an asshole quite
a bit.
I mean,
he doesn't come. He's not that
big
of an asshole.
Yeah, I think he says what he says.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
he made a good point, man. Don't come at the radio guy.
Yeah, man. He's like, don't talk tough to the radio guy.
Yeah.
And that's what that was the funny, and I'm so mad that audio got fucked because he's like, did you roll up on, you know, Ross and Trick Daddy like that?
Yeah.
and it was so subtle. Yeah, it was so slick. And that's my favorite part, man, when he
crossed his arms.
Yeah, man. I ain't going to say it no more.
No more.
That motherfucking man. So Birdman made himself look like a goddamn fool.
He did.
And I know it's been a couple weeks, but we haven't had a chance to speak on it, so I had to.
What's messed up is he came back. He came back
to the station and talked to Angie, though.
Oh, did he?
Which was weird. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it. I saw the interview, Hot 97 with Ebro.
Oh, how'd that go?
And Laura Stiles. It was awkward as shit.
Really?
Yeah, he was like...
Were they ice skating?
No.
They weren't? Or they did not even talk about it?
Huh? Oh, no. Ice skating. I see what you're saying. No. They came... flat out, like they address it with him, but he's like, same shit. You know, he's in publicity mode, bullshitting his way through it, whatever.
Man, he's so whack, bro.
Yeah,
so whack. And you know, the funniest part too, man, when he walked out, their reaction was priceless. Like
yeah.
Charlamagne was like, whoop. Well,
grand opening, grand closing.
Right.
And what Envy was like? Envy was like, bye, nigga, or something.
That's
like
what that. That was my, the way he did. He was like, nope.
Later, nigga.
That shit was so.
I love that shit. It was so, man.
Oh, dude. Man.
That made them look, or that made the Breakfast Club look so cool.
They came off flawless, man. I was everything. In my office. And it's not the first person. I mean, like, you remember Fredro went off on Charlamagne.
Oh, that was a great one.
That was funny.
What you want me to do? Like, what you want
me to
do?
You can't do nothing, nigga. You can't do nothing, nigga. That's what I'm saying, nigga. You can't do nothing, big man. You
it's
can't
all
do
good.
Nothing, nigga.
It's all good.
I know
I
it's so fucking good, nigga.
I play ain't here for
nigga.
That.
Playing the garbage, nigga. Don't play me, nigga. My name is Fredro Starr. Do your ghouls, nigga. What the fuck you gonna do, nigga?
Play all right, me,
nigga.
Let's move on.
Did you think I said something
let's
wrong?
Let's move on past that. Please.
Now, I got a question.
What?
Damn,
nah, because he set the tone off with that bullshit.
But
check your nigga, he got checked, nigga. Pussy ass nigga.
If we passed that. Let's get past
this. He just punching this nigga in the eye on TV. He playing, trying to play
me.
You ain't never seen a nigga punch me in the eye ever. Ever. 50 Cent, whoever, nigga. I bangs out, nigga. Real shit. Show me a nigga who punched me in the face.
50 said he did.
What he said he did, well, I said he ain't do nothing, nigga. I said the nigga ran. Him, Tony Ayo, all them niggas ran.
And, we
and I don't got a front,
did.
Nigga.
Now, hold on. Just because you see me run on camera, what you think that's my character?
Oh, you
think,
are Kelly? Fuck out of here.
I'm just asking you what happened. What happened to them niggas who did that to you?
I mean, one of them is no longer here from what I heard.
Nothing.
Yo, let the nigga live, man.
Yeah, because that's corny. This is like we
no,
just
no, you bring no, that shit nigga. Up was corny, nigga. Yeah,
exactly.
But he said it on the tape.
But don't you matter, though. You got punched in the eye tape, so it's cool. We even. Let's move off. Let's
all right,
move
cool, yeah,
let's
so
go.
You
a lot of people try to get at Charlamagne, and it's like, and remember the one goons that tried to beat him up on his way into the work?
What's good, my G? Can I get a drop?
What's up with y'all need drops, man?
I need a drop, son. I need a drop, baby. What's up? Come on.
I mean, yeah. I respect Charlamagne because despite all of that, he still gets on the air and says what he said. He doesn't give a fuck. And we didn't really intro. Welcome to the basement.
Welcome back. This is episode number 47.
Yeah, so we're here and we keeping a hip hop, man. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Man, when's the last time we've seen some shit like that, though? Where we've seen somebody fuck up like that so bad on TV? I don't think it hasn't happened in a long time, man. Where we've had a situation where somebody's been completely
fuck up.
Yeah,
I would say Steve Harvey.
2015 is Colombia. Okay, folks, I have to apologize. The first runner up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines. Let me just take control of this. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. The first runner-up is Colombia. It is my mistake. Still a great
Steve Harvey's
night.
Thing.
Oh, yeah,
was,
that was good.
That was priceless. I felt good. Bad. I love Steve Harvey. And, I mean, those memes was going around. But I tell you what, he off the hook forever. Like, well, I shouldn't say forever. But this fool... Yo, to put some respect on it, memes. Well, oh, my God.
That was,
all
right, bro. So I wanted to create a bit for this episode, but, like, it's been taken. I didn't see the memes, because I was let's list out things everywhere. We could put respect on. And, shit, I'll be damned if you were talking about
that,
Subway.
That Subway one is priceless. There's so many. I mean, he's just being clowned, and it's like,
I'm going to take some tomato.
For real, yeah, it was like, they're like, what else would you like on it? Like, we have lettuce, tomato, cheese. He's like,
put some respect on.
And then there's the other one, man, with him with the folded arms, and like they put him in the corner, like a 3-year-old, like sitting in timeout, because that's what he looked like.
Yeah,
man. That's just like, dog, man.
I ain't gonna say it no more.
Okay, he was about to cry almost for a minute
because he was scared. I don't know, man.
Birdman is something else.
Doesn't he something own Drake? Else. He owns Drake, right?
Drake is what? Young Money, which, I mean, yeah, in a Some roundabout way, yeah, he's tied into it.
To him.
Yeah, man. Fucker. He's a crooked dude, man. Crooked dude.
Man.
We're going to talk about him, man.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about him and other artists, too, that is, you know, kind of lost their way.
Yeah.
They've, you know, they're not doing what they used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with evolving, but like Drake, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I know the whole beef with Meek Mill and all that. He came out on the sunny side of that one. But the fact that you don't write, I've just lost it. Like, my respect level for Drake went, he's like, I mean, to me, man, Drake is like,
He's R&B, dude.
Rihanna, Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you're a performer. You're not a MC.
Yeah.
You're not a true artist. You know what I'm saying? You say words good. You put them together. Now I question this whole shit. Like, were you ever really writing or no?
Right.
I don't know. So, man, Wheelchair Jimmy, man, he got some.
Who? Somebody was saying something about that motherfucker. Who was it? Hold on.
Royce was speaking on him, and Royce was trying to be. I feel like that's what I hate. Is because he gets that pass.
Somebody else was saying something though.
Really?
Reason? Joe Budden.
What'd he say? He gave him a pass?
You should look that shit up. Dude, look up Joe Budden's response to Views or Drake.
That album that I heard sounds real fucking uninspired. That's what I think. I think that music is real good. You can't fool a real nigga. You can fool them. You can fool the people that are not paying attention. That music sounds good and I enjoy it. I played that album all the way to D.C. and all the way back. Multiple times. 40, you sound amazing. 40 continues to progress. Drake, you do not. I said the other day on this podcast, I miss the Drake that starts the waves, not hops on other waves. And I'll say it again. I miss Drake that pushes the fucking agenda, not let the agenda push him. And that is why.
Check out I'll Name This Podcast later, man.
Yo,
he was like, bop, 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 bow.
Joey in rare form, man. he's someone that in the past has, you know, spoken highly of Drake. And I
has
mean,
he? Her,
yeah, he has. Like, there's other times where I felt like he's tried to, you know, downplay some of the criticism that Drake, but yeah, something that got under his skin.
I thought it was weird though, man, because it's like he kind of like threw a hook in there. He'd be like, wait, you thought it was good music. Wait, hold on. You said he was uninspired. Wait,
he said 40.
But he's like 40.
Yeah.
It's true though. It's true. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, so we're going to get to it, man. We're going to talk about it.
All right.
You know, this is another video that I saw, man. DJ Quick going in on fucking Kanye West.
Yeah.
Along similar lines, basically saying, dude, like, are you even in the rap anymore? Like, are you just doing it just for the sake of doing it?
Who does an EP anymore? Who puts out records
That's
anymore?
Dope.
Kanye's so scared he don't know what to do with the fucking life of Pablo. Let's just keep this shit all the way fucking 100.
Let's talk about some music
then. Come on, man.
What do you think about The Life of Pablo?
The Life of Pablo?
I think it's a good album. It's not his best album. It's by far not his best album.
Is it better than 808s and Heartbreak?
No.
Is it better than the experimental record that was just a Jesus?
Yeah, a little bit. I liked Yeezus, so I actually thought Yeezus was kind of good.
Okay. Well, do you think it deserves all the hype, though? Is this the kind of album that you would really want to go buy to listen and go home
no,
to and just be
no.
dragging everybody?
It's getting the hype because it's Kanye West right now, but there are good moments on the album.
So his celebrity supersedes his talent right now.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Come on, he's a Kardashian now. What the fuck?
Ooh.
Yo. What are you going to do to me? Beat me up? It's Kanye. This is a challenge. This ain't a diss. It's just a challenge.
Right.
Make your best music, because fans aren't stupid. They're just not.
That's true. I mean, maybe his head's not all the way in the music right now.
Maybe his head's all the way up in Kim Kardashian's vagina. What the fuck? Veggie.
Yeah, quit trying to get over on the people,
it's true,
man. Like. Your fans.
Are they trying to get over? That's the thing. And that's what was killing me. And we talked with Harry. What episode was it? 44? 45?
Yeah, shout out to Cousin Harry.
Yeah, so we talked to Harry about it. So go back and listen to that one. He was saying, like, basically, it gets beat into your head to the point where you basically submit. And I'm wondering if it's an acquired taste. Like, I'm wondering if we just have to listen to it.
I don't think so. I don't want to cut you up.
Go ahead.
You hear that host?
Yeah.
Life of Pablo is a solid album. Is it better than this album? No. Is it better than that album?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Is it something that you would want to take home and listen to?
No.
No. So why is it a solid album?
Right.
What are you saying? Like,
right.
I mean, like, if the answer to both of them questions is no, then that's probably not a solid album, bro. But why are you saying it is?
Right.
I don't understand it, man. And I see all the times with, like, the morning show hosts, like, they suck up. They say shit. You know good and damn well they ain't going home and listening to that fucking garbage.
No, man.
No,
I mean,
way.
But there's a price to pay. I mean, they got to make money on it. And here's the thing. Like, you could sit there and say, listen, man, we want to play off the energy of what, you know, their name. I think it's gotten to a point where they're like, listen, the brand feeds it. The Kanye West brand feeds it. So, like, how much effort do I have to do at this point? I can do 30% effort. I get 20%, you know, brand from my brand, and I can just sit back and make bank off of doing shit music. Because, I mean, he could sit there and just read somebody else's shit.
See, that's why I say they've lost their way, man, just because, like, yo, I don't even check for that shit no more. Like, when I heard about the album, first off, it was released exclusively on Tidal at first, so I couldn't even get to it, which was a big turn off. Now I'm starting to see that more and more, and I'm like, man, I'm not liking that. Yeah. It's a bad look to me anyway.
I want to point out one thing, and this is even for anybody, man. You cannot hold your content hostage. That's the most Beyonce retarded
lemonade,
thing I've ever heard.
That Lemonade shit that everyone's talking about with the whole...
The HBO thing?
You know you can't find it on HBO no more, right? You know it's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now only on Tidal. HBO got to premiere it, and that was it, and now it's gone.
Do you really think in 2016, like, who's making the decisions over there? Why?
I don't know.
Why would you think in a minute? Why would you think?
I don't know. That's a total tangent, but no.
No, it's not. Because, I mean, it's all tied together. But what kills me is they're making old school radio mistakes. It's 2016. You're still trying to fucking control the music industry. You're still trying to do this shit. Like, dude.
No, but it's working. That's the sad part. It isn't.
Like, I would love to see the data that reflects how many people signed up when Lemonade moved over there when they were like, oh, shit. Because I'm not going to sign up $10 a month for a service
But you have these Beehive people, her followers, her fans. The same ones that throw the crazy death threats to like anybody that dares say anything negative about, it's crazy though.
Right.
So there's these flock of, you know, they sheep, but yeah, they follow.
Yeah.
So
I'm not saying, I mean, at this point, I'm sure Tidal can compete with Spotify and all these other guys at this point.
No, I'm on principle, and it's
exactly
killing me.
It's not killing me. Fuck you, man. I don't want to hear it anyway.
No, there's some other kind. It's shouts to the homie Ill One out of Grand Rapids, man. It's a show everyone's been ranting and raving about, and I saw him post it. He's like, yo, the season finale was dope. And I'm like,
a show?
Yeah, it's a show. It's a series. And I'm like, yo, and it's some on some crime stuff. And I'm like, dude,
Title?
Yeah, I was like, give me the service or give me the
Death?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I was like, give me the service or the channel. Where can I catch it? He's like, it's on Title. He's like, but it'll be released on YouTube later.
Oh, well, I'll take it on YouTube then.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing, man. It's holding it hostage.
But again, man, in 2016, how hard is it for me as a pirate?
I'm shocked. I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, shit, man. We IT, motherfucker.
Hey, man.
I can go find it.
Shine's new album's coming out, and it's coming out exclusively on Tidal. All right, you can go on a Tidal, but guess what? It's going to be out. It's going to be in a RAR file or a zip file in two days.
But that also speaks to where we are today, too. I'm lazy. I'm not hunting for that
me
shit.
Me neither.
I don't give a fuck. I see it when I see it. So, for real.
There's only certain ones. Like, when Quick dropped his album, I'm going to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I still will come out of pocket for those that I truly respect and, you know.
And I could go off on another tangent with the music services because I was just reading an article that just got
save
me so
that, man.
Angry,
look, we're gonna stash box it. We're gonna
bring back the stash box on the video?
Yes, on the video, man. But we on our hip-hop shit, y'all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's
get some music, man. Let's get some tunes. Yeah, this joint, man, I got to go. Since we was talking views.
Yeah.
This is the type of views that I like, man. This is Nipsey. This is Ocean View.
Oh, shit.
This some street shit, man. I wrote it down and I not soft. Not cushy. But we in the basement, man. 47.
Yeah.
Major and Mac, man. We'll holla at you. Ocean View. Small circle. It's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Blessings. Bitches in my section. Yeah, with all this money, I'm obsessive. Weapons. Turning off y'all extras. Turning off this bullshit direction. Turning up my grind. Waking up to more pressure. But it's all in your mind. So I never feel pressure. Know it's all in due time. Now running stacking like Tetris. Hustle hard is my message. Then double back and get extras. Know I spaz when I catch it. Yellow bone, white Lexus. All black tint, two white cuffs. Fat gold chain, Sprite Texas. I'm just young and I'm reckless. I'm just old for my section. I'm just out here on top speed with my top down and I'm revving. I don't know about hell. I don't know about heaven.
All I know is about right now, and this lifestyle is interesting. Ice down in my session, I just write down his confessions. Niggas die, they got life around me, I guess that I'm an exception. Bless ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Look, I'm in these streets with my Cuban on. And my bands with my music on. Old friends like what you and all. Shit, I've been on my grind, I ain't usually home. Focused, I ain't using phones. Lately, I've been using songs to get my point across while niggas round me lose it all. But that's your point of toss, I guess I always knew the ball. And as this world revolves, I'm cracking cause I do my job. Look, from fucking hood rats to fucking stars. Spending all cash to sliding cards. It's the definition of living large. Smoking top flight in the biggest cars. Told you 08, this shit was ours. Getting this cake, yeah, nigga, then getting more. Look at this world, young nigga, this really yours. Nigga, this really mine. My niggas is really for it. Them buildings is really high. Them cars is really for it. And all I see is ocean views. Small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Yeah, early morning off that flight though. We gon' go hard, then get right, bro. It seems simple, that's not life though. 10 years later, I'm alright though. Look, these niggas act like they don't like though. They be mad cause niggas shine bright though. Look, I got a Ruger and a Brico. And I'ma let you pick which way tonight go. I got my dough right, plus the right dough. I mean it's legal, pay taxes to them white folks. My procedure, stay cracking till my lights low. Then when I die, blue rag around my bright folk. 100,000 in my coffin, that's just light though. Play a Stevie Wonder song, smoke some flight, bro. Crack a pint of act, the board and some Sprite, bro. Until that day, I'm walking toward what's in my sights though. Cause all I see is ocean views. Small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through.
The talking that goes on in between songs, I feel like we should release like a sub podcast. Like seriously, shit. We should release like another show.
Man,
all of it's on the audio of this camera. God,
man, I would have been divorced like 5 years.
Me too.
I'm just kidding.
No,
just kidding.
Dude. Yeah, no, I'm not. I mean, some of the shit we talk about is pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's celebrities or whatever, I mean, shit, yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Sometimes dog gotta bark, man.
Damn, we should just have something recorded. Damn, Daniel. Damn.
Yeah. Damn, Daniel. Yeah. No, that shit right there, though, man. Shout out to Nipsey.
Yeah, West Coast, man. West.
Back at it consistently. Yeah. That's Mr. Perfect, homie, man. He said he's a cool cat.
Of course
man.
It is.
Yeah.
Mr. Perfect.
He know all those motherfuckers, dog. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Man, he be doing shit, though. I be like, yo, he be like going to comedy. I'm like, yo, you're stupid. I wouldn't.
Why don't you go out there? Why don't you just go and like hang out with him? This is a dude we were talking about the next homie episode. Devon.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Devon, that's my little bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, uh-huh. He's out there.
Damn.
Out
there. YouTube. All right. For people looking on YouTube, you want to catch a video over on YouTube. We had these Hood Hype glasses that we had from our old show. The Hood Hype Show.
You was like, let the H die. You hurt my feelings the other day with
really?
That shit. Yeah, man.
You gotta let it die.
What? Man. Look at that shit, y'all.
It's gotta die. But this glass just cracked. Man. This is now Major holds the very last Hood Hype glass.
This is the last one left.
The last one that will ever exist. The only ones that exist are out there in people's cupboards and shit.
How can you let that die, man, when it say what's in the stash box? That's like,
I know.
Come on, man.
I know. It's too bad.
And we stash boxing again.
Oh, it's time for the stash box!
Yeah, man, so that's why I can't die, man. Shit has to live on.
Oh.
What's in the stash box?
drink alcohol.
What we drinking, bro?
This is Atwater Block. Atwater Brewery. This is a Detroit brewery.
Oh, Atwater.
Now, they don't have...
I hope they get their shit together.
That's what I was going to tell you. They don't have a very good...
track record,
yeah, with us.
Like Vanilla Java Porter is still one of my, that's my shit.
Atwater,
like, yeah, that's okay. A great brew.
I don't like the majority.
Like, I remember that Dirty Blonde. We used to think that was all right. Now I can't even. That's
just disgusting.
Awful.
So, that's their throwaway beer.
So this is called Going Steady. Yeah. How fitting.
Grapefruit Session Ale.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Going Steady IPA.
Yeah, Going Steady IPA. But this is a session, so it's on the lighter side, 4.6. So this is something that you're supposed to be able to smash a few of these. Like, what's the one shit? Like, all day.
Yeah.
By Founders. Yep. Just type that.
55 IBUs, 4.6. It says it pairs well with hopes, dreams, and friends. So here we go, man. This is to hopes, dreams, and friends. I'm pouring
with
mine.
Those sessions, though, man, because those, like, I mean, you can have multiple and not die. So
I'm not drinking out of the bottle today.
Just get my beer snob on and see what this. All right.
It's grapefruit, it said?
I'm rocking with it. I mean, the smell is cool.
Looks good. It looks really carbonated, man.
Should look like a fucking, like, look like pop, man. I don't hate it.
I don't know what to think.
It is super carbonated, though, man. That shit fizzy as fuck.
Man, this is how Dirty Blonde is, though. Their carbonation's weird over there. Dirty Blonde, man, you can't open a bottle of that stuff without it flooding out and...
I hate that shit.
...leaking all out over
everything.
You mean
how many messes we done created with that shit?
Yeah, man. We had to throw out, like, the last few bottles.
This, really, this is really not bad. It's light. It's easy to drink, man.
I'm not expecting that IPA bite is messing with me a little bit, but the hoppy is...
I fuck with it, man. Surprise, surprise. But yeah, I'm cool.
I'll give it 3 out of 5. Get 3 out of 5 hops.
I'll give it a 3.5, man. It get a pass.
All right,
check
man.
That shit out, man. Going Steady IPA by Atwater Brewing right out of Detroit, man. Shouts to the D.
Check them out at atwaterbeer.com.
Yes, indeed. And yo, people, yo, hit us up too, man. Let us know the feedback. Like, because we kind of touched on it at the beginning of the other episode.
Yeah.
That we recorded, but... For those of y'all that's watching live and for those of y'all that's going to catch this on YouTube. But no, let us know, man. Because, I mean, before it was always the side of somebody's head, the back of somebody's head.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know.
Oh, right.
You know, we right here, right in front. So hopefully that shit is cool, man. Y'all can see, like, people's like, yeah, we want to see the reactions when y'all play a song that sucks or, you know, when y'all get hype or something's funny. They're like, we want to see that shit.
I got to be honest. I said it before. It's kind of awkward right now. Because I'm used to being able to sit across from the table from you, but I think it's cool because we can interact with our friends over here.
And shout to the people too, though, that gave the feedback, man. You put through that survey out there. And I mean, people was, you know, they gave us some real helpful shit, man.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's why I think we got, you know, shit, the best listeners that's out there, man. I love y'all and shit, they loyal as hell and... You know, they respond. So we appreciate
that. And that's the thing is, the things they wanted was longer shows. So we're going for hours.
Trying to do that.
They wanted more music. So we're going to try doing those playlist episodes. You got to do one.
Yeah.
You got to do one. And then, Oh, and that's another thing. We've got a pile of interviews. So we're going to start releasing interview episodes too.
Yeah.
So stay tuned because we're going to have like all different kinds of episodes coming your guys' way.
You want to preview? Tell them any of them?
Like, yeah, man. Like the first one we're going to drop
Parrish Smith, man.
Yeah.
From EPMD. Like that was like, I was a fanboy, but man. He was cool as a true professional, man. But I rocked with PMD. That's my guy, man. EPMD, you know.
And you said you were nervous, but you didn't show it. Like, when you hear the interview, you don't sound nervous at all,
shit,
dude.
Man. I hope not. But, yeah, man, he had some good stories, though, man. Like, some great stories and just, like.
Dude, the basketball story. That's the type of shit.
I didn't realize how young they were, too. The basketball story was the shit.
Yeah, like, man, I want to. Oh. Yeah. That's why I love doing those interviews when you get stories like that, dude. When they're, I'm just gonna talk about it real quick.
You throw a little teaser out there.
There was a story that he told. Okay, so it's Parrish Smith of EPMD. If you don't know who EPMD is, Google him. Like, pause right now and go Google him.
Yeah, for those youngsters out there,
because EPMD is part of the foundation.
You got to chill.
Yeah,
any of those
crossover.
So what you're saying?
We interviewed him, and we were trying to pull stories from him. And one of his favorite stories he was talking about was they used to keep a travel basketball set in the tour bus.
That's crazy.
He said think of this. He said, picture this.
You know, you would have to stay in the buddy system. If you got caught by yourself, anything could happen. You get abducted.
Well, hold on.
Wait, what?
You said Will Smith? Quit playing.
First of all, Will Smith was nice with that basketball. So back there, he was dunking because Run DMC used to travel with real basketball courts under the bus. They'd pull over in the parking lot and they...
Oh shit, so hold on. That's so you guys would be at like a at a Kmart parking lot playing ball, and like the fans be like, oh shit, there goes Run DMC and EPMD playing fucking basketball in fucking Nebraska right now.
That's crazy.
Yo, throwing it down.
That's oh shit. Crazy. I'd lose my fucking mind.
And Will Smith.
Yeah, him and Jazzy Jeff.
Playing basketball in a fuck it was a Walmart parking lot or something.
And he was talking about how dope Will was.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that?
No.
No, he said he was the truth. And I was like, because you know, people, he got down. I was like, yo, I can't remember the exact, but I swear he was like, yo. He was like, Will was nice. Like, and I heard Will Smith could ball. I mean, I was like, that was a thing. That's why, you know, when the Fresh Prince TV show came out, they showed him shooting hoops. I mean, he was supposed to be a good player, man, but he was like, no, he's like, Will Smith was killing people. Like,
no shit.
Doing work on the courts. So yeah, man,
and that's where like you get. All right, we'll drop the interview. That'll be coming up. Stay tuned for that.
MC Shan was another good one.
MC Shan, Grandmaster Caz. But I will say, spoiler man, on this one was
who that?
Cool DJ Herc was a complete.
That was not good.
Let down for me, man. That like,
well,
Mola White. We were talking to Mola White. I was talking to him. He was like, man, so you're changing the show up. Cool Herc fucked you up, didn't he? I'm like, kinda. When we asked him, all right, this is the spoiler. When we flat out asked this dude, this is the creator. This is the creator, the father of hip hop, the father of 1520 Cedric.
I was not expecting that.
Go and who did he say were his two favorite? We said, hey man, who's in your life?
Exactly. So we talking recipes, man. Who's cooking up some stuff that you would eat, or is most of it garbage?
First of all, I like Breezy. You know?
Okay.
I like him and lyrically Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Very witty.
You said Breezy as in Chris Brown?
Yes, and I'm saying for Breezy.
Okay.
I call it from Breezy and Weezy. I see him coming for every record he's featured on was a hit.
Breezy, I'm interested. Yeah, now that's now Herc, I gotta ask
everything,
you because
everything before people got to recognize everything you touch, he was
said Lil Wayne,
Chris Brown. I was like,
I was like, man, you're DJ Cool Herc. Like, come on, man.
Founding father, like, yo, for real,
like,
even Weezy, like, I could like, I mean, I, like,
why Weezy?
No, I'm just.
But like when he was talking, he was like, fuck hip hop. He was talking bullshit though. He was like, fuck all that. Remember? Yeah. He was like, fuck it. I don't care. He's like, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know we were creating any movement. Fuck a movement. That's what his attitude was. He was like, man. It's true.
He's an older dude though.
But then like you
give
see.
Give him a pass.
Yeah, I guess.
Gotta give him a pass.
I don't know, man. I am bitter. I'm bitter.
Yeah, man. So that's the preview. That's what y'all got, you know. Coming up, I mean, I do think you guys are gonna dig most of the interviews. Though they were cool, man.
Yeah,
they turned out well.
There's more.
There was another garbage one, which I didn't even want to do.
Oh, yeah, but it ended up being interesting. Come on,
was it really?
He was a cornball ass dude, young
Carlton
MC
Banks. Hell yeah, man.
What is his name? Marvin. I don't know. He's like Marvin Smith.
Marvin Young.
Yeah, Marvin Young. That's what it was. Because he was like, that's what it was. Because when he called, he was like,
yes, yeah, this is Marvin Young. Young MC, how are you?
Man, how you doing, Marvin? Man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
You got Major and you got J-Mac. How you doing, man? How's it been?
I mean, it's been good. I can't complain.
Good.
You know,
but he was interesting. He was very factual. Has no fucking character whatsoever. No charisma.
I was going to say, no... The stuff that was, that you would expect from an MC, like, is this,
You'd expect this personality from, like, Nick Burns, the company computer guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
Yeah, y'all got that shit. And that's when we was, you know, we was doing classics, and we was trying to go from, you know, 80s and progress onward, man. Yeah. So it was cool.
And we got other interviews, too. You know what's funny? A buddy of mine was like, he's kind of new to hip-hop, which is weird because he's the same age as me. But he was like, hey, man, you ever heard of this dude Hobson? I was like, we helped grow that motherfucker, man. As far as I'm concerned, we've been with that motherfucker since back in the day.
Yeah, Funk Volume.
Yeah.
Way
back, like fucking episode like 8 or something. 10 years
it
ago.
Probably
but
is
like,
that far ago.
And like,
yeah,
I mean, we had a relationship with Dame Ritter and all them, but.
Dame was always cool as hell.
Yeah, we haven't, and you hear about the split and all that, right?
Mm-mm,
oh, man, that. Fucking Hobson like walked and there was a big. Fucking issue.
God,
yeah.
Man, that's bullshit. Yeah.
This fucking guy. But we have an interview that we never did anything with. Mola One actually interviewed him.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, that interview, I still go back to it. And like, I've seen interviews with him, man, but when you see it in person, it's really different. Like, when you see this dude on stage and he's ripping his shirt off, motherfucker, N-word, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then, like, he's like a badass. And then when you get him in the green room for an interview, he's like, I mean, and we're like, hey, man, can we buy you a drink? Let us buy you a drink, man. Thank you for doing this interview. Let us buy you a drink. No, I'm just going to drink my Gatorade, man. And we're like talking to him, and he's like, oh, I don't, you know, we were like, I forget what we were asking.
Ah,
like,
man.
What kind of shows do you go to, or what's your favorite thing? Well, I like to skateboard, so. But like when he's on stage, he's like, motherfucker, kick your ass. Fuck everybody. Eminem. He's like a black Eminem. You know,
the thing is, man, the Hobson is, you know, the one video he made mocking everybody. That's him, man.
In his bedroom or whatever.
He's a dude. I don't think that he don't take himself too serious.
I hope so.
Yeah. And I mean, but
he seems
like,
to, though.
I mean, that stage versus real life can be two totally different
things.
That's
crazy to me. That shit bothers me.
It shouldn't be like that.
I think authenticity to me is number one. Like, I mean, that's just me. Some people don't think that deeply, I guess, but it doesn't feel like it's a deep thing. I mean, I feel like as far as hip hop's concerned, there should be a level of authenticity there.
There should be.
But that's up for debate, though,
amongst, like, you know, these millennials, I think, would argue that.
Oh, get over yourself. You're taking it too serious. It's just music.
He's an artist.
No, you know what you guys sound like? You know what millennials sound like? They sound like women who are like, I just like the beat so I can dance. I want to dab to it. I want to dab. God. Do you guys want to go dab? Let's go dab.
You stupid.
Dude, no bullshit. No bullshit. I live in suburbia. We all know this.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny.
Your Lily White town here.
Huh?
So your little Lily White. Yeah.
My wife babysits a couple kids. And they're 3 and 4. Maybe 3 and 5.
Don't tell me the 3 and 5 it was a dabbing.
Huh? No.
Okay.
It gets better. They're 3 and 5. Hold on. Oh, they're 3 and 5. Like, they live on the lake. They got a boat.
I hate y'all.
No, that's not me. Fuck, I wish I lived on a lake. I had a boat. Okay. No, but they live on a lake. They have a boat. They just went to fucking like Australia a few months ago. Like they're like living it.
Right.
And my wife's like babysitting, and I come out, like I work from home sometimes. So I go upstairs and I was like, oh, hey, it's you. And she goes, hey, Mr. Mac, look, stinky leg. And she's doing the fucking stanky leg.
For real?
I was like, God damn.
The 5-year-old?
Yeah. Wow. And then the other one, stinky leg. The other one's following behind her. I was like, God damn it.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah.
That bothers me, because then it's like, then people be like, that's hip hop dance. No, man. No. No.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Look, it's hip hop. Oh, look, our kid's doing hip hop. Look at her doing the hip hops.
It's all good till she bring that black dude home to the crib.
Look, mom, I got brought hip hop home.
Yeah, then that shit changed real quick. I'm like, swear. Yeah, no, it's a problem.
You take that hip hop back where you got it.
Hell yeah, drop hip hop back in. Exactly, drop hip hop back off.
I don't want no hip hop in my house. Hell, get that hip hop out of here. It's dangerous.
God damn. I just hear Fro's voice in my head or something.
500 years?
Yeah. This whole thing,
he's losing his shit. 500 years!
Oh my goodness, man. Let's go to some more music, man. We're going to come back and, let's check this out, though, man. This is Nicholas May music. This is featuring Jared Evans, Stand Still. Y'all know that sample, man. I sampled that shit way back in the day. Love hearing that.
So did Erykah Badu.
For real. Killing them, man. We in the basement.
True Colors.
47, y'all. Major and Mac. Be right back.
Still in the cutlass. Still don't want to cut less. Heart cold like steel when you touch this. Everything I ever loved. Still something. What's the deal, huh? Where you been? I've been paying bills, killing for the rent. I've been killing beats, now pay respect. I play to win, I don't play roulette. Oh lord, am I just a faux lord? Lurking bitches on my dick till my nuts sore. Never had fame, cause they broken like the front door. If everyone real, then what's your front for? She's alive by the favorite color. With every record, I feel like I cheat another. I feel like I need another. Run it down, demon like Creed. In the summer, there's a reason you love it, ayy. Can't sleep, can't eat, so you get this work. Tell me what I don't know.
They try to jump me every time they see me, man. Tell me what I don't know. My girl left me, fucking all the monos. Tell me what I don't know. Tell me what I don't know. Tell me what I don't know. Can't sleep, can't eat till you get this work. Tell me what I don't know. They try to jump me every time they see me, man. Tell me what I don't know. My girl left me, fucking all the monos. Tell me what I don't know. Tell me what I don't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me what I don't know. Less. I'm running for the success. If I'm out of controls, cause I ain't out yet. I got my Hunger Games outfit. All your kids get killed. I remember back then it was real. We lost the house, the keys, the wheels. We lost the house, the keys, the wheels. Back when I was picking up scratch, back to Wick Food, we was picking up bags. I was picking up slack, couldn't give enough back. Get a big enough dab, like who the fuck is that? Now they're feeling for my campaign. With a champagne, or a champagne. We don't need no airplane. I take over the airwaves, it's all fair game. Can't sleep, can't eat, so you get this work. Tell me what I don't know. They try to jump me every time they see me, man. Tell me what I don't know. My girl left me, fucking all the monos. Tell me what I don't know. Tell me what I don't know. Tell me what I don't know. Can't sleep, can't eat till you get this work. Tell me what I don't know. They try to jump me every time they see me, man. Tell me what I don't know. My girl left me, fucking all the monos. Tell me what I don't know. Tell me what I don't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me what I don't know.
We were talking about, like, is the newer music, like, is it an acquired taste? And I'm wondering if it's something where you can, like, where we have to give it a chance and listen to it and say, all right, you know, Drake, he's getting a pass, like, he's, you know, he transcends any genre, mm-hmm. you know, or Future or any of these dudes. And I, sometimes I question even what I'm saying or what I'm thinking. Like, I question if... Am I trying to categorize these dudes as hip-hop because they're black?
For real?
Yeah. Like, seriously, like Future and Young Thug, like, are they hip-hop? Why are they getting played on Hot 97? Why is anybody, why is Billboard categorizing them as hip-hop? Like,
that's a good, I hear
what
you.
What are they? What the fuck are they? And that's the thing is like, can we that's take them out of that? Up. Can we take them out of that fucking category as a whole? I think it's bullshit. I mean, I don't know, dude. I think we should just pull them the fuck out. I think we should have an alt, like you have alt rock.
Mm-hmm.
We should have alt hip hop.
Alt hip hop. I hear that, man.
And it's all dudes going, yo, I'm ambiguous.
Where are we at time wise?
52 minutes, so probably 42 minutes.
You know what, man? Should we break this off and make it its own little,
yeah,
separate show?
Yeah,
like an appendix.
Yep.
Just because, man, I know people are gonna be like,
You know what might be interesting? I have an idea. What if we did a special mini episode type of thing? I come out and meet you for lunch or something like that, and we listen to the fucking album in the car.
Yeah, I'm with it. Because honestly, man, like, depending on the fucking album, we might be able to get through two of them motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like,
we'll put the GoPro on the dashboard, just drive around and listen to it. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, bro.
That's why you
my guy.
Dude, this is going to be fun.
I'm with it, man. So, we about ready to close it out, man. What you think about that Buck 50s and Bullet Wounds?
Man, all right. Did you hear it yet?
Nah,
dude, it took me back to Alchemist and Prodigy. Like Mac 10 Handle.
Yeah, like that album.
Dude, yeah, man. God, man, why is Alchemist getting with freaking...
Yeah, Alk was doing some weird shit, man. But if I go back to the old Alk, man.
Yeah. I think it's pretty much freaking doing that, yeah.
Alan the Chemist, man. Yeah, go.
Yeah, we met him. Did we meet him?
So y'all might have.
That might have been at the... Man, why did you go to that Red Bull thing?
I don't know. Shit. Was he cool?
Yeah.
He was.
Alchemist is cool. He's a midget.
He's short. Yeah, I never knew that. He's a little...
He was a midget. Royce is a midget. Who else is a midget?
Royce is 5'9", right?
Oh, yeah. He's 5'... No, he's not 5'9".
Quit playing.
Maybe he is. Oh, maybe he is.
You like Royce to 5'7"?
I feel like Royce a 5'5".
I mean, but you know, you like 6'5", giant, this shit be skewed, man.
Bun B's not as tall as I thought he was either.
Nah, he's not.
Little midget.
Yeah, you won't pull up on them like that though. You call them midgets. Midgets. Man. Yeah. They be like,
oh, you know who else is a midget?
Who?
You know this one? T.I. is a midget.
No, he's not.
He was a midget.
We saw him at the thing. He was actually, he was taller than I thought.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I remember him being a midget.
Tip was like, probably like, I mean, not tall, but he was 5'10". I was expecting like 5'6", 5'5". Nah, he was...
I remember him being a midget. Everybody's a midget.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just real quick, man. I know this is touched on the other show, but just on some dating shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And this is, for those of y'all that's going, you know, hear this, and then there's a teaser. I'm single, so there's an episode that talks all about this shit.
It's the next episode.
But I got gunned down, man, for being 5'10". It killed me.
No!
Yeah.
Did you really?
For real. Like, this one, like, what, like sought me out, was, like, all about it. The convo was just getting cracking. She's like, by the way, she's like, I don't know if you read my profile. She's like, I'm 6 feet. She's like, how tall are you, may I ask? And I went back and scanned her shit. I was like, oh, shit, she is tall. She's tall as a motherfucker.
6 foot, yeah.
And she's, you know, yeah. And so I was like, I'm 5'10".
Like that?
I told her, though, I'm not intimidated by you tall women. Yeah. I was like, I love
tear it down
too.
A little bit.
Heck,
I cut that motherfucking tree down.
Man, that shit will fall hard. Yeah. So, and
I'll climb that mountain.
And then silence.
No.
Done. Like,
whoop, over 2 inches?
That's what I said.
And we're talking height.
I can rock some. Yeah, I'm good there.
Damn.
But yeah, man, I got some fucking Tims. I mean, shit, I
know.
I throw the Tims on, I can probably. I'm about 6 foot.
You got to duct tape some 2x4s to my shoes. Shit, 2 inches?
She killed me. And I told her, I was like,
we're all the same height in bed, motherfucker.
I said it jokingly. I was like, I hope that's not a deal breaker for you. And that shit went on like 8 minutes of silence. And I was like, guess it was. I was like, LOL. And just started laughing. I was like, man, fuck.
Wow.
It wasn't that cold anyway.
Hey, man.
But yeah. And then I had another chick tell me, I don't like, I'm sorry, I'm not into black men. And I was like, I didn't know you could say that. But then she hit me well. But I got black friends though.
She pulled the black friends card.
Yo, it was so racist. I had to laugh at it. I was just like, funny, she from around this way, which is hilarious.
Yeah, it probably makes sense. Yeah, did she do the stanky leg while she backed out of the Tinder?
Probably, man.
Shit.
So that shit happened. I all I could do was laugh. And I told her, I was like, yo, I got lots of white friends. I was like, maybe we should compare notes.
And bitch.
Then, yeah. But it's whatever.
Man. Oh my god!
You just gotta take it in stride.
Did you see? Okay, hold on. Last thing. Since we're on the race thing, I got a black friend. I have black friends too. His name's James. He gets a text message from an app, and it's called like Lunch Up, and it said, "Hey, web designer James, black guy, just added you on Lunch App," and he forwarded me a screenshot. I'm like, wait. It says, "Hey." Web designer James, black guy, Steve just added you on Lunch App. And then it clicked because he sent me a thing and said, what the fuck? And I'm like,
what the hell is Lunch App? What is that? Yeah.
What happened is somebody's got him as a contact in their fucking phone as web designer James, black guy.
Oh.
And they opened an app and sent a thing to all their contacts and it sends it with the name. But the thing
we're
was.
Playing, dog.
Yeah, and their name was like. Is like a weird obscure name. I was like, do you know who the fuck that is?
You sent me that shit.
Sent you that shit.
Yeah, because I was looking at it. Hold up, man.
I said, dude, you gotta install that app and find out who the fuck that is because he doesn't know who it is.
Oh, he probably mad.
And it's somebody at work. It's got to be if they're calling him what his job title is. Wow. Like somebody has to put your race in your content. Here it is.
Hey, web designer, black guy, Big Visor personally invited you to the Down to Lunch app so you can both hang out together. See now, when, so
if you
want
to go to eat with your black web designer friend,
yeah,
you can
man,
both in the app.
That's weird, man. See, I don't know, man. That's man. That should sound awkward as hell. But yeah, he needs to find that out.
Yeah,
immediately,
dude.
And like slap somebody.
I was like, God damn! Like, man, I've never heard anything so like, man, like,
man, bro, it's crazy.
Fucking white people, man.
Yeah, you think I would learn my lesson, but
yeah, it's true, man. You really think you would?
Shit, I ain't shit, but yeah, man, it's whatever. You think I would learn, but
no, you keep going.
I'm
back.
Still, yeah. I mean, I'm United Nations and as much.
Are you really?
I don't care. Never have.
Okay, all right. Damn it, I really shouldn't go off on a tangent, but I want to do it anyway.
All right.
If you had your pick, what's the order of operations?
I don't have a preference. I swear to God. There's beauty in all flavors, dude. There's really? Only, I would say there's probably only, and I think we've talked about this before, man. Historically, Asian chicks have been the one, and when I say Asian, that's like a huge sweeping generalization. Yeah. I should say like the
Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese.
I almost said Orient.
I cut myself.
It would be like Korea, Vietnamese.
Yeah.
I tend to not go that route so much, but
unless they're mixed.
No, but I'm changing
unless
that
unless they're
too.
Mixed.
Yeah, no, yeah. That and then like Twitter didn't kind of change my thing. I didn't see, and maybe they're mixed. I don't know. Maybe because what is it with the mix? When Asians mix with other,
shit goes
other,
crazy.
Oh my Lord.
Shit goes crazy.
Man. That's
woo. It's like hybrids, dude.
Yeah,
shit,
man.
It's crazy.
So yeah, so I can't even say that no more, man. But nah, man. It don't matter, dude. Indian, I don't care. I do not care. But nah, man, I can't rank them. Ain't no way. Where I happen to live is an abundance of snow bunnies, man. So
that's true.
Yeah. It just
motherfucker.
It bees like that.
You need what you need to do is you have to start getting really public with your shit. What you need to do. All right.
Just put my shit on blast.
Once you get to the point where you get to IDGAF mode.
I'm there.
Okay. You need to start taking selfies with people and putting them on your face, on your Instagram. Be like, this is today's. This is
selfie
this
with
is
the
next
who?
Day's. Every single one that you meet. All of them. So we can all be like, shit, who's he with today? And it doesn't mean you're knocking them down. It just means they're nice ladies that you're meeting.
That's true.
You should do that.
That's a good plan.
You should do that, dude. I'm telling you.
I don't know how well that would work out.
You'd be like, you could do a separate one. Be like, join me on my journey to find the perfect poon.
You said the perfect poon. Man, dude, I'm on the pursuit of happiness. I want.
Oh, that's so fucking boring, man.
I swear to God, man. I told you, man. Shit, I just want to be happy, man. I just want someone in the bed, damn it.
Someone empty, to Netflix and chill
bed.
With.
Uh-oh, a new match.
Oh, shit.
Let's see what this was looking like. I got a little swipe happy earlier today. I was just like, fuck it.
Is it a snow bunny?
Yeah, I guess she might be mixed with something.
It sounds bad. Might be a mutt.
God damn. Man, what was I doing earlier today? Man, I ain't about shit, man.
You got to stop drinking.
So how's that work?
Oh, you're feeling lonely is what it was. It's episode number 47.
Yes, indeed, man. For Locked those of y'all basement. That's in the usual suspects, man, we love y'all. Thank y'all for chilling out and hanging with us, man.
That's absolutely.
It's been good shit.
Yeah. Get at us on Twitter at LiveTheBasement. Same thing for Instagram.
Yes,
follow us on Facebook. We Gets Live. LiveFromTheBasement.com. Major HH on Twitter.
Yep.
JMacHH on Twitter. And I think that's it.
Twitter, yeah. Twitter, same thing for Instagram, right? We both got the same shit.
Same Instagrams.
Yeah. So get at us, man. Deuces. And we're going to close out with this Havoc Alchemist, man. Buck 50s and bullet wounds. That's it for 47. We'll be back at y'all real soon, man.
Yeah.
Be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
got a bird's eye view like bird and swine flu. I'm sick with it, no cure for shit that I do. Heavy handed when I jotted down the lyric. You ain't half what havoc is or anything near it. I'm a ticking time bomb, it's itchy in my palm, the blicky of my palm. No planet, we improv. You niggas pussy wearing fillers on your sleeve though. Go kill yourself, you shorty out giving deep throat. The winning team is over here, check the point spread. I'll ball first, give a fuck what the coin said. They try to zoo us, keep it from the shaking movers. Cause we animals, the valuables will be allotted to us quick. Out with the old, my nigga, I'll be on some newer shit. Whoever got the coolest wrist, add them to the list. You be donating for the cause. Why you asking why, nigga, do it just because. Never let a good jux go to waste. They see us about face. The memories of the sound, the 4 pound make. For years through the music, I took them a foul place. Life through my lens and how it be without cake. Yeah, buck 50 in bullet wounds. Nothing left to live for, so we couldn't lose. Bubbling with anger, had it popping off. Gunpowder residue on the cotton cloth. Made laws on us, yeah, but we still wild. And never seasonal, my nigga, this was year round. The blood running through our veins got us locked up in his hell, shacked up with the ball and chain. Bang. The more herb I blew, the higher the IQ. Just try and live, please forgive the evil I do. From W, the double crossing my crew. Dose keys, my X2. Get it? That's times two. I be spitting raw dog, the sticky in my paw. Southpaw, kill your spirit, I get it from my paw. We outlaws, we living, no liquor in my paws. Driving crazy in the streets, no different in my car. It's nada, I brought you change, no Obama. Like 4 quarters, some rappers change for a dollar. It's all aura, I do my thing, you ain't gotta. Stop lying like Mufasa, I'm no Hakuna Matata. Bullet holes in the lobby door. If you're thinking that I'm a problem, I'm probably yours. Back with the brown, I got him leaning like Bobby Joe. Might catch a body, you drop it off in somebody's drawer. Yeah, Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep. 20 years plus in the game.
Yeah, Alchemist, I love you, kid.
Live from the basement.